Okay, great. We're recording. Welcome to episode 2 of the 12 Pound Podcast. My name is Robert, your co-host. I'm here with my mom, Bobby. Since this is only our second episode, I wanted to remind everyone this is a podcast about life's changes and how we hope to help you face them. You go ahead and interject anytime. Go ahead.
Hi, Rob.
These are the best laid plans.
Right. Hi, Rob. How are you doing? Second episode. Here we are.
Here we are. We did it. Episode 2.
Episode 2. You know, I wanted to tell you, because I woke up this morning and I was thinking about yesterday when I got out of bed and I stepped on the dog's hard, large marrow bone, which hurt badly. So I thought, oh God, this is going to be a great day.
I told you to return that dog.
This is my adorable dog. So I proceeded to get dressed. Okay, put my sneakers on. As I'm putting my sneakers on, I notice that there's no insert. The insert is on the other side of the room, chewed up, never to be put back in the same sneak again. Again, my little adorable dog. So that was number 2. I thought, okay, this isn't starting out so well today, but it's okay. I'm not going to let this bother me. Now I'm getting ready to go. I can't find my keys. I can't find my keys anywhere. And I say to myself, okay, things happen in threes. So I finally find my keys. I'm ready to go. I'm finished with the threesome and things should be smooth sailing from now on. And then I thought about the podcast and that same rule of three. Do you know where I'm going with this, Rob?
I do. Things do happen in threes.
Yeah. So what happened with the podcast was sort of like that morning that I'm just talking about. And share a little bit of that, Rob, with our listeners.
Well, it started out my car got hit. So before we even recorded our first track, I walked outside. I was all packed up. I had everything we needed in order to lay down that first episode, the inaugural episode we were so excited about. And true to Philadelphia and Philadelphia parking, my car was hit while parked in front of my house on my street. It didn't take off my side view mirror, but it did damage, and it's definitely going to need to get fixed. I took it back the next morning, edited it for about a day, and I started feeling off. And I didn't know what was going on, but my skin hurt, and my head hurt, and I was exhausted, as if I'd just run a marathon. I went to bed that night. Podcast is finished, so I'm very excited. But the next morning, I took a shower, and it hurt. It was painful.
It hurt to take a shower.
It hurt to have water touch my skin. And I said to myself, this is not normal. So I took a COVID test and it was positive. I had a positive COVID test exactly 10 days ago. So this is my 10th day and I'm no longer testing positive. But when I was getting up that morning, I was very sick. And then I continued to be sick for the next several days. While I was sick, to talk about your question, threes, our head of production, our production manager, Rainey, was hit by a car.
Sorry.
And he apparently was riding down the street in Philadelphia. And like most things vehicle related in Philadelphia, it's a dangerous place to be. And somebody didn't use their turn signal and he got hit and he was really injured. You know, he thought he had broken a bunch of bones. He had a lot of internal stuff going on. Luckily, he's fine now. But when it happened, it was very scary. So we got some very funny pictures from him.
I'm sorry about my chuckle. I wasn't laughing at Rainey's misfortune.
Yes, you were.
Yeah. Well, he sent a picture on Instagram or to us and from the hospital bed. So needless to say, it was kind of a funny picture. But go ahead.
We'll repost that picture so everybody can see it.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, that was, so, you know, we had one good thing, you know, initially happened, the podcast, and there were a lot of good things that kind of came from that. So it felt like we were on this this trifecta route. And then of course, three bad things happened that changed the plan.
Just curious, what was it like when you saw that dreaded second line?
It's done. At least 5 days. And all of a sudden, you have to re-remember everything that went on those first 3 to 6 months. Can I still get groceries delivered to my house? Do I need to test negative before I go out again? Who did I expose? So it's still a very serious thing. It changes everything really quickly again. And right when you feel like you're out of that world, it's amazing what happens when you're right back in it. And that second line just, it's a starting line. You know, it's like you're about to start a race and it's a terrible race. Yeah, it just really kind of changed everything.
It sure did. And I want to thank you for the days that you were testing positive. I didn't need my usual morning alarm because I would get a ding about, oh, I don't know, 6:30 with a picture of a test, a positive test. So thank you for sending that to me every morning just to let me know that you were still in the two line.
Still
in the throes of it. I would wake up to this little test to see what it looks like.
That's what mothers are for.
That's what mothers are for. Yes, exactly.
Not only does mother knows best, but mother knows first.
Yeah, first and early. First and early.
Yeah. Yeah. You're definitely my first
thank
first
you
call.
For that. Thank you so much.
So we started out with this idea that you know, that it would be this kind of narrative of who we are in our lives over 10 episodes, but you know, things change. And that's what the podcast is all about. It's all about life's changes and how you face them. So those best laid plans were changed. So as a result, we decided to change up, you know, the framework of the episode, because for me, everything changed. My energy changed. My ability to be able to work outside of the home changed. So it ended up being this very interesting test on exactly what we're going to talk to, you know,
right
our
in.
Audience about. Exactly.
Fits
so it
right
fit
in.
Right in. So, you know, so with that, we are presenting to you today, episode 2, The Best Laid Plans. Yeah, Mom, my energy was, today's the first day I feel human.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, energy is, you know, we talk about that and I talk about that a lot with people that I coach, because it's all about your core energy and where you go when something happens, when your plans are changed, whether they're changed for the good or, you know, or changed for the momentarily not so good. And what you were saying is your energy just went boom, you know, like kind of crashed because of the physical part of it, but also the mental part of it. You know, you're saying to yourself, well, we can't do this. We can't do that. What are we going to do? We're pushed back. But all this going through your head, all of these, not a woe is me, but so the energy level is quite low. And what you need to do with that, or what do you do with that? Do you stay there? You know, I'm actually talking to you, to myself, and to our audience. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we do stay there in that lower energy level, which is what I work with. That would be like a level one energy, which is why me? Why is this happening to me? There's 7 levels of energy. And in coaching, what you need to do is figure out where someone is or where they are when they are sort of having a normal day, not under a lot of stress. It's done through a test, actually, called the Energy Leadership Index. And you can find out with good questioning and testing, as I said, what energy level they are when not under a lot of stress, and then where they go when that best laid plan doesn't go right or something else happens to them. Just simply their car's dented or they've had an argument or whatever. Where do they go? Things are not going as planned. They're not going well. So, you know, through some questions, you can see through the test where you go. And level one, as I said before, is that they're a victim. Woe is me. Why is this happening to me? Level two is where you go possibly next. I've got COVID. Oh, brother, why is this happening? I've been really careful. I did everything I was supposed to do. Fast forward a few hours and you may be, oh, this sucks. Damn. And it's more of an angry, now, man, it's really screwed up my plans. So that would be level two. Level three, I'll give you an idea of some of the levels. I'm not going to go all the way up at this moment. We'll cover some of this later. But level three, someone may react to a change of plans or the best laid plans going astray, awry. That's okay. Things happen. You know, things happen and it'll get better. You know, sort of more that trying to be positive. They're not exactly positive. They're not exactly like, oh, la-di-da, this is great. But they're trying to convince themselves. It's a level three is definitely a higher level than this sucks, right? So the different levels of energy
are... So would it be, this is a terrible day, but tomorrow's going to be better?
Yeah, or in the next hour will be better. Or it's happened, it's over. It's happened, it's over. This too shall pass. You know, that attitude. A level three person. And there's some people that reside, always reside in level three. You know, that's pretty much where they stay. You might think that that's a great thing, but in actuality, you'd probably want to keep moving up a little bit, up the levels, because it's not, oh, well, it's going to be okay. You know, you're sort of making a little bit of trying to justify what's going on, and it really doesn't bother me. Most times there's still some bother. You know, there's some residual bother about it. But anyway, that's what goes on with energy and what happens when things don't go our way. You know, when I don't know what Rainey's feelings were as he was lying in that hospital bed taking a humorous photograph, or what level of energy, you know, or where he went. But it's not really what happens to us. And the reason people get coached about that is because they can't move. They're stuck. They get stuck in level one. They get stuck in level two, the victim, the angry person. And that's not where they want to be. And as I've said to you before, it's not what happens to us. It's how we react to it. You know, what's the reaction? And that reaction can cause all kinds of emotional stress, things that just aren't good with us and good for us, and can affect us, our day-to-day jobs, our relationships, and very importantly, they can affect our health, because our bodies are keeping score.
So you have these different energy levels, and getting out of them, you know, can be challenging. I know it is for me sometimes. It was with COVID, because you're physically deteriorated. So it's not just mentally and spiritually, you can't get up. And because you've got this headache, you can't move. So it just feels like it's never going to end. So that was what was so difficult for me in terms of getting past that feeling of, you know, I'm not sure what energy level I would have been at on that metric, but whatever it was, it didn't feel good.
Yeah. And, you know, funny, one of the most important things that we can do for ourselves is get a good night's sleep. So when things aren't going the way you'd like them to go, or, you know, your car's hit, or your, sometimes it takes your mind, your thoughts into a whole litany of misplaced emotion, misplaced thoughts. You go back to 1970 when your car was hit in Upper Bazoop somewhere, and now your mind's racing. You haven't let this go. You're not working through it. It's bedtime. And your brain's still going with all kinds of stuff that has happened, or so you don't get a good night's sleep.
Oh, that happens to me.
Then you get
time
up the next day and you're trying to process, and without that rest, you know, without your mind resting, you're kind of setting yourself up for probably another not so good day. So it's really important to work through things when they happen, you know, not to hold on to stuff. That's where I go with the body's keeping score. You know, when you're holding on to this, if you want to hold on to the dent on your car, which you're not going to, I'm sure. But, you know, people do. And I would have to say I've been definitely guilty at times in my life of that ruminating, you know, that what does this have to do with the dog crapping on the living room floor? You know, what does 1960 have to do with this? And so you need a process, you need a system, you need to know what you can do, what works for me, where do I go to change this level of energy, to change my thoughts, to almost rephrase it, because a lot of it's words, you know, a lot of it is words, and they're negative words. So you can change somebody's mood pretty quickly by just talking nothing but negs. Look at the weather. Look at this. Oh my, the weather. Look at, there's no sun. I can't go to the beach. Now you're sitting around this person who has complained about the pancakes. The fruit's not ripe. Where do you get a good apple these days? Blah, 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 blah. And you feel your own energy start to go down, 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 down. So what do? Well, you have a plan. That's a good plan. And that is exit stage right. Just move away from it.
Pull the ripcord.
Pull the ripcord, exactly.
And move on.
Exactly, exactly. So
well, one thing you could do is if things aren't going great, you can take a vacation. And one place to vacation, which we love very much, is Maury's Piers, located on the boardwalk in Wildwood, New Jersey. It's a classic seaside amusement park, family owned and operated since 1969. If you haven't been to Maury's Piers, get up there as soon as you can. Visit them at Surfside Pier, featuring the Ocean Oasis Water Park and Beach Club at 25th Avenue, Mariner's Landing Pier, featuring Raging Waters Water Park at Skellinger Avenue, and Adventure Pier at Spencer Avenue. We hope to see you up there this summer as we are recording the podcast and our On the Board segments for social media.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We really hope to see you up there. And we have, while up there, asking questions and getting to know some people on the boards, we have some, tell me, Rob, giveaways.
We do. We have boardwalk passes and water park passes. We were also going to be giving away this great new stuffed toy. It's Sunny the Seagull. Unfortunately, they have been very successful in terms of giveaways and prizes up on the boardwalk. So they are nearly out of them. So we might have a few. And there apparently is a shipment somewhere in the middle of the Atlantic that is on its way here as we speak, according to Maury's Piers. But yeah, we do have some giveaways as well. So we do hope you find us on the boardwalk, and we'll let you know too via social media.
I just heard that news because I asked you about the seagull. It has taken the island by storm. People are like whacked about this.
That's what seagulls do.
That's what they do. This is a very popular little gull. It's cute. Very cute.
It is. Someone finally came up with an idea to take the absolute worst characteristic of this bird and make it into something funny. If you haven't been to the shore recently and visited the beaches or the boardwalk, we have a number of different seagulls here in the area, and they've become quite adept at living amongst us as beachgoers. So if you don't protect your sandwich or your French fries closely, they will take them from your hand, literally. They will swoop down.
That's true.
And it's not cute. But Maury's Piers have figured out a way to make something cute, so it's a great prize. So we're excited to feature that as well.
Not to belabor the seagull conversation. When we used to go to the beach, you were little, and you would get French fries in a. Do you remember what they were served in?
In a red and white.
Yes, very good. A red and white checkered container. I often wondered if seagulls knew colors.
You think seagulls are colorblind?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's
either.
The question. You don't know?
I don't. Well, what are you good
what
for?
What do you do?
What do you do?
What
do you do all day? What do you do? My computer's open. Yours is closed.
What do you do, Robert? I mean, it's a simple question. Okay.
Well, this was Rainey. Rainey would be here right now fact-checking us.
Right. Rainey, fact-check. Are seagulls...
I'm always amazed by some of these other podcasts. They have, you know, the producers that are fact-checking the hosts in real time.
Yeah, I know, silly, but these are the things that go through my mind.
Best laid plans.
You know, they would. You would go up to the beach stand, get your red and white checked French fries, sit there, and instantly the gulls, I thought then, recognized the container, and here they come. And then you would see everybody hidden underneath their towels, trying to eat their French fries. And, you know, you're wondering what they're hiding underneath the towel, you know, eating fries. So I kind of always assumed it was the container, but I think it's been debunked by Maury's Pier and Sonny the Seagull, because that's not the same container that they serve curly fries in.
It's not. It's a different container.
So it must be the fry itself.
It has to be.
Has to be the fry itself.
So we laid out this episode, the best laid plans. How early on when you're speaking with a client do you level assess them?
I will talk about, depending on, you know, what's going on, there are different tests that can be used. As I said, one is this energy leadership index. Well, you've been coached, not by me. I don't know that that's, I always think it's kind of a good idea to, not to be coached really by your mom. It's a whole different, I'm listening to you in a very different way.
Yeah, I have a therapist for that.
Right. Because as much as you want to, as much as I think I could do that, it's really hard to separate yourself from the emotional part of the fact that you're my son. So, but anyway, tell me a little bit about what your coaching experience.
I think with coaching, I started getting coached about a year and a half ago. And I think because I wanted something that was more now. You know, more acute, I guess. It was, you know, kind of happening in the moment. So I you know, took a referral from you, a great person named Lisa Zaretsky, who has a business in this area as well. And for me, it was good because it was somebody who listens. And therapists listen as well. But it was almost like a record keeper, somebody I could go back to. And when I set a goal, they would hold you to it. So
accountability.
Yeah. So it was very much like a traditional coach in that regard. And I grew up on teams, you know, in terms of, you know, growing up as an, you know, playing sports. I just always responded to coaching. Some people don't. Some people do individual sports. Some people do team sports. But for me, I just felt like a coach would be a good mechanism to hold myself accountable for what I wanted to do. And there were a couple of things I really wanted to do and I really needed to do. You know, the most recent one was the job. It was, you know, thinking about this career that I've had for 23 years in finance. I was very lucky. I came into it at an early age, but, you know, it's taxing on you, especially travel and, you know, balancing family with the road. And I've spent a significant amount of time on the road. So for me, I wanted to get coached as to how to deal with an industry that I was, you know, enjoying less and less. So coaching for me seems to really be working right now.
And that, I'm glad you brought that up. I have a program that I've used that's called tune-up coaching. You know, you were relating something to sports, and I was relating it to an automobile. That tune-up coaching meaning sometimes you're just stuck. You're just stuck because something happened. It's in the present. It's happening right now. And it could be as simple as, here's an example of someone that I coached. Nervous about asking for more money, going into her boss and wanting to ask for more money. They had talked about it, didn't know what to ask, was feeling unsure, scared, nervous. Okay, so she wants that's what she wants to work on. That's what we talked about. And it's as far as it's like tune-up coaching, getting from point A to point B. Sometimes people don't need, your car does not need a new transmission. You don't need a whole new this and that and that. You just need an oil change, just an oil change. So that's what a lot of times coaching is. It's just that oil change. We can move. We're stuck. We move from point A to point B. She goes in. She's prepared. She did the work. This wasn't the coach saying, yeah, go in and ask for this. It's talking about questions. What do you feel you're worth? Talk to me about why you're worth that much money. So she's building up in her own head her narrative for, you know, to as to what this is all about and going in. And I have to say it was a successful ending. She was ready. She was prepared. She got what she wanted. She was surprised because it was the first time that she was able to do that because she was still nervous, but she did it. And she was held accountable. She knew that we talked about this, we're going to do it. And sometimes when somebody knows what you're going to do and then you don't do it, and I'm not talking about your mom or your dad or your best friend, I'm talking about someone that you've hired to help you with this. And she was held accountable, and it was a really fun, wonderful success story. So, you know, tune-up coaching, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that where people just have something they have to get through. Yeah, there's all types of coaching. But most of it, I'll say it again and again and again, is listening to what's going on with this person. You know, what's going on and digging, asking the hard questions, that's asking sometimes those hard questions and then waiting for an answer. And if you don't get an answer, it'll come up again. You're going to find out again. And eventually you get to it. Eventually you will get to it.
If you check out the website, it's www.12poundpodcast.com. There is a section there to ask a question. We'd also like to hear your stories as well. So if you want to submit either a question or story, we will see those emails and we'd be happy to talk about them as we move forward in the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And as we move forward, we're going to be moving forward up on the boardwalk on Maury's Piers in Wildwood, New Jersey. We are so excited to be able to highlight different businesses and showcase all of the amazing rides that Maury's Piers offers over the course of the summer. So we're grateful to them as our exclusive sponsor for these first five episodes to be part of that journey with us. So, you know, please, again, check them out at Surfside Pier, featuring the Ocean Oasis Water Park and Beach Club at 25th Avenue, Mariner's Landing Pier, featuring Raging Waters Water Park at Scallinger Avenue, and Adventure Pier at Spencer Avenue. So we'll be up on the boardwalk all summer interviewing visitors and giving away free boardwalk and water park passes. So look for us in front of Mariner's Landing Pier at Scallinger Avenue.
And one more thing, since we do have a question, or you can write in, if anyone has the answer to the colorblind seagull question, I would appreciate it, because it's going to be on my mind. It's going to be on my mind, and maybe you can help me with that. So just your opinion. Do you think, yay or nay, that a seagull knows the container, the color of the container that the French fry is in? I appreciate that.
And the first person who responds in with a correct answer gets a free tune-up coaching from Bobby. And that is one of our first giveaways that we're excited to announce. In addition to giving away the Maury's Pier passes through our sponsor, Mom is giving away a free tune-up coaching. So we have been thinking about what the next few episodes are going to look like. One thing that we've talked about is where we're from. And, you know, we are from Wildwood. We're from the Jersey Shore. And we are back here recording this podcast. And I was doing a school visit, and we had an opportunity at the end of the tour to ask questions of the administration. And there were about 10 families, but there was one grandmother. And she initially started asking the questions and got some of us talking, but she definitely was the one leading most of the Q&A. And at one point, she realized that she was dominating the questions. So she stopped and paused and said, I should clarify, I come from New Jersey. And in coming from New Jersey, I will talk more. I'll ask more questions. I'll tell you how I'm thinking and how I feel.
I'm not shy.
And I'm not shy. And we thought that was a great title for one of our episodes, which is I Come From New Jersey. So coming home after a long time, or coming back to something, either a relationship or a place, and thinking about what that is like for people, because I think especially during COVID, a lot of people left their homes and went home, and they were living with their families again. People were clustered into one house, back in one neighborhood for the first time, and a lot of people decided to stay there. I thought it was a good idea. We thought it was a good idea to talk about that, because that was a big change for a lot of people. And since I have COVID, I can certainly relate. I would have loved to have been at the beach the last 10 days. But when it happened for me, I was in the city. So,
yeah, it's funny. I come from New Jersey. When you told me that story and we came up with a title for an episode of that, it's an interesting thing about coming home or being from New Jersey. It has its own reputation, which I love. You know, when the woman said, I come from New Jersey, it's like everybody knew. You know, everyone knew.
Of course you do.
right. I don't know. Do you hear like a little bit if somebody comes from New Jersey, it's kind of like I'm not shy. Don't mess with me too much. Don't go too far with me. I'm from New Jersey. I've got the whole, I know what's going on. I know what's going on, but.
Absolutely. It's obnoxious.
It's obnoxious. But being from New Jersey, it's going to be a fun episode, because, I love New Jersey. I do. I love where I'm from. And, you know, and coming home is great. You know, it's a great thing. So I think you'll really enjoy that episode.
Well, we're looking forward to it. And this was, this felt a longer time coming, the second episode, than the first episode.
For sure.
Because of COVID recovery. When you do get a chance, as I said before, please visit us on any of the platforms that you like to find and listen to podcasts. Once you find us, please take a quick second to rate and review, share it with your friends. We very much look forward to continuing this journey with you, and are grateful for the time that you're spending with us as we move into our third episode.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds great, actually.
Okay, well, with that, thank you again, and we'll talk to you soon.
Lucy of the Margate Sands, made of dreams and old tin cans. She's no diamond, fellas, but she shines the same. With skin just like an Ollie book, there's no getting through to her. She loves everyone, don't matter whence they came. And if she were but not so grand, and I could set her in a ring, I would put her on your finger And when I took your hand, I'd sing la-dee-da-dee-da. I'd sing la-dee-da-dee-da. Well, it ain't much, I know, but we can take her with us anywhere we go.